This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Wednesday, the 10th of March. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me in the studio is
Frida Liu.
On the show today, we're going to be talking about money. Mm. You want to do the Billy Idol version?
Money. I'm not going to sing. Not today.
Oh, we will make Frida sing at least by the end of the year. That is the game plan. We're asking you on the show today,
would you trust a completely humanless AI system to manage your money? Why or why not? There is a poll happening on Twitter and Instagram. The options on Twitter is yes, AI is the future. Yes, but not right now. No, I like people. No, I want a combo of both. The no, I like people. It's a very small percentage
at the
people.
Moment. Yes, and the numbers to get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. Participate in our poll at BFM Radio is our handle. So we're going to be talking about how people trust AI more than humans to manage their money. Also on the show today, a bit of a sensitive topic about how millennials are spending beyond their means. And we'll cap off the show with more on AI and how they could, in the near future, help you negotiate contracts as well. But yes, our main topic of the day is, of course, about trusting AIs to manage our money. Now, this is not an idea that is very far-fetched. It's not as futuristic as it sounds. And robo-advisors have been around for a while now. If you haven't heard of them, you should listen to Ringgit and Sense. Algorithms are also there to help people make major financial decisions all the time. But the concept of taking the human aspect out of the money equation still seems a bit odd for most people. But more and more people are seeming to trust AI more than people to manage their finances instead.
Right. So according to a study conducted by Oracle called Money and Machines, two-thirds, that's 67% of people, say they're more likely to trust AI than humans when it comes to managing their finances. Plus, 53% of consumers said they would trust robots over themselves to make financial-related decisions.
I think I fall in both those categories. Okay. To come to these conclusions, the firm polled like 9,000 people in 14 countries in November and December last year. And these countries include the US, the UK, China, India, Brazil, Japan, UAE, Singapore as well. Quite a good mix of countries there. And the study wanted to explore the attitudes and behaviors of consumers and business leaders towards money, finances and budget, as well as the role and expectations of AI and robots in financial tasks and management.
So according to the study, this enthusiasm for technology is even greater among business leaders. 77% they would trust robots more than finance teams in managing money. 34% thought that fraud detection would be more effective with an algorithm. 25% said that creating invoices would be more effectively achieved by a robot.
Mm. Yeah, and the study concludes by saying that our relationship with money has been changing for several years, and the events of 2020 accelerated many of those trends. We now see robots as better positioned to manage many of the core elements of finance in our personal and our professional lives.
So this isn't the first time Oracle is conducting a study like this. In 2019, Oracle reported the results of a similar study exploring the changing relationship between people and technology at work. The study found that 64% of people polled reported trusting a robot more than a manager. This is enough to make you seriously wonder about humans and their social skills.
I mean, like, we're obviously seeing a pattern here.
Right.
Right? Like,
just before that, I just have to read Rose's comment, right? He said, have you spoken to the people manning the helpline? Some sound pretty humanless to me, so maybe hard to tell the difference, lah. Okay, so I just had to bring that up. But yes, it's nothing new. I don't know the age group of the study, though, right? They've done 9,000 people, so whether that's different, those people who trust the algorithms, they already have a certain behavior. They've had some, the human experience already to be able to then, like, I know my risk appetite the older I've gotten. Right. So I then maybe if I were to turn into using one of these solutions, robo advisors, that's because I come from a base of understanding. But if I don't know whether that's a good thing or not.
So before these robo advisors were available, what were your options, Frida? You know, if you wanted to invest your money, what were your options? You have to get an actual
person,
financial planner, advisor.
Right. So I read a lot. Right. Mm. I, you know, back in the day, before the internet, you read a book, right? It's very interesting. So you read a book, understanding what the market's like, and you try to find books that are very simple. So for me, one of the greatest books is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Mm, that gave me a very, you know, clear understanding of where your money's coming from. And if you don't start thinking about investing. And then, of course, you know, he says that the best thing is to look for, to invest, right?
Yes.
Then, okay, fine. Where should I invest? And then, of course, I read a book by his wife, Kim Kiyosaki, right? Mm. Actually, I've been interviewed them both on BFM. Mm. If you go back through the, you know, the archives,
on
you'll be able to hear this. And how women invest are also very different, right? Because and women generally are fearful of investing. So I wanted to understand the psyche of, and I was also very fearful of investing. And I know I'm not a very big risk taker. I'm quite a risk averse. But then also, so how much risk do I want to take? What kind of strategies do I want to use? That sort of thing.
I'm just thinking about personally where I'm coming from is that when I started to have an interest in growing my wealth, in investing my money, the options that were readily available were robo-advisors. And also it allowed you to, I guess, invest in smaller amounts. And like, I would think like if I have to actually engage a human financial advisor and I didn't have that much to invest, that I might be, I don't know, laughed at or whatever, you know. Right. But at least with a robo-advisor, even if I can just put aside a small amount, you know what I mean? The AI is not going to judge me.
Right.
Or it's not going to judge, or, you know, if I change my mind or if I change my risk appetite after a while, you know, like I can do that and no one's judging me. It's just between me and a machine.
Right.
But if it was, if I actually had to interact with a human, I don't know, I might feel a little bit more hesitant to a certain extent. So I can understand, like for me, I fall in that two-thirds of people who say that I would rather go with AI than an actual human being.
But I'm open to the idea, and I'm sure AI right now would be, I mean, the robo-advisor at the moment will also like ask you a couple of questions to gauge your risk appetite, right? So that kind of thing. So it is important. And I think moving on, I would go for a combo of both, right? Because you still have to talk to people. There's certain things that you have to understand about the market situation in each country, where you're investing in, that sort of thing. So I still need to, I think you need to have the knowledge, right? You need to have the knowledge, you know, and not just blindly give your money away, right? So, I mean, once, and then you probably want to sample with a few robo-advisors to find one that sort of suits you.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Now, when we come back, we'll be speaking to someone who's an expert in this area. We'll speak to Aaron Tang, the guy behind MrStingy.com, about just this and how people are more willing to trust in an AI system to manage their money. But in the meantime, get in touch with us and tell us what you think. Would you trust a completely humanless AI system to manage your money? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. But for now, here's a little bit of Pink Floyd with Money on Enterprise Biz Bytes BFM 89.9.
Brewing frothy mocha. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you if you would trust a completely humanless AI system to manage your money. Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is how you can reach us on WhatsApp. You can also participate in our poll that's happening on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle.
The poll results. No, I want combo of both at 54%. Yes, AI is the future, 27.4%. Yes, but not right now, 12.4%. No, I like people, 6.2%.
Over on Instagram, we have 54% who say yes, they would trust AI to manage their money. 46% who say no. We also have a couple of messages.
Okay, so one from 0812. I, for one, welcome our financial AI overlords. Here from Momat Zufadli said, hi there, women are different investors. I invest in crypto because I believe it's Internet 2.0. My wife invests in physical gold. And you know what? The
physical
older
gold,
I get, I get it.
You get gold?
I get gold. Okay, here from, I think it's from, OSK. I think it's quite sad that people say the call center employees should sound robots, not them. It's a system. Experiences with Airbnb customer support. The root cause actually AI, as they track and judge every single word they say and use algorithms to measure the performance using AI with no human input. It's an exploited system of dehumanizing employees. Okay, so I think she's gone on a different story about what we're on about, but thank you for your feedback.
Right, and we also have on the line with us, as promised, an expert to talk to us about this. Aaron Tang, the guy behind MrStingy.com. Aaron, thank you so much for staying on the line. Off the bat, what are your thoughts about this study conducted? Do you think people trust AI more than other human beings?
I thought the survey was super interesting because they spoke to not only consumers, but also business leaders to get perspectives. Mm-hmm. And no, I don't think that people generally trust AI more than other people. But when we speak about specific examples and specific domains, for example, the area of money or finance, then yes, people might trust AI more than other people for these specific things. An example would be, simple example would be a calculator, right? I think everyone would trust the calculations from a calculator versus someone who does it completely in their head. That does not mean that they trust AI more completely, but just in the area of calculations.
Interesting. This is a very different consumer behavior compared to the previous generation when even online banking systems were not trusted much. So, Aaron, what do you think happened to that change, that mindset?
On consumer behavior, I think a whole generation has grown up. So if you look at the participants of the survey, a lot of them are actually the younger millennials. A lot of them are the Gen Xers and the older millennials. These are people that have been using computers and technology for years, if not decades. Additionally, apart from that, you can see the whole trend of digitization or digital technology everywhere today. And I think people have gotten so used to using digital technology. The third important factor, I think, is COVID has made us rethink many ways of doing things. You know, we used to have to walk into a bank physically to do things, but for the past few months, if not the past 1 year, people have been doing many, many things completely virtually. And I think that has led to people realizing that you don't necessarily need face-to-face interaction for a lot of things anymore.
Right.
So what are some of the pros and cons of putting so much faith in AI systems when it comes to our money?
Let's talk about the pros first. Most importantly, machines are actually better than humans in a lot of things. And an example of that would be brute force calculations or computing large volume of numbers or displaying trends over time. So definitely machines can add a lot of value there. If you talk about the cons, I think the biggest risk or the biggest negative is that you may lose track of visibility. You may not know exactly what's happening behind the algorithm or behind what the computer is doing. And obviously, systems come with their own risks. For example, the risk of hacking or the risk of systems not working as they were designed. So I think actually the really powerful thing is if you can combine the traditional ways of doing things, which involved a lot of people, and also the raw computing power. If you can combine both the best of both worlds, then I think you have a winning combination that gets the benefits of all the really cool technology that we have today, but also is able to mitigate the risks that come with using all these new technologies.
Okay, Aaron, how do you see this trend changing and evolving to accommodate crypto and other forms of digital currency?
When we look at cryptocurrencies or more broadly digital assets, we can quite clearly see that these are signs that the world is moving along and starting to demand more and more digital technologies. So if you look, for example, some of the latest developments in the crypto world, for example, central bank digital currencies, or rather digital currencies that are issued by governments themselves, or tokenized assets, which are traditional assets, which have been now tokenized and placed on blockchains, and also good old cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum. We can clearly see that the whole wave of moving towards digital technologies is very clear today. And we further expect this to continue to accelerate over the next coming years and decade, definitely.
Right. So, Han, how do you think this will impact the job market in terms of people in financial advisory positions?
I think there will always be demand for face-to-face human interaction. So, no, I don't think that your financial advisor who speaks to you on the phone is actually going away. Now, while we have spoken a lot about these waves of digitalization and AI, I do think that ultimately those who do well are those who can actually work together with the AI, work together with the computers. So work with the machines rather than, for example, trying to compete versus AI solutions, human versus machines. I don't think that's going to be a winning proposition. I think those who do well are those who are able to harness the additional benefits of technology and then bring them to provide better services to their customers. So I think that's going to be the way forward.
Right. Thank you for that, Aaron. That was Aaron Tang, the guy behind MrStingy.com. And he's quite a regular on Ringgit and Sense with Roshan Karnazan as well. So,
yeah, you know, and you know, I'm just looking at the answers about how I want a combo of both, right? And that's the majority. I think that's the case as well. And just earlier on, before we came back on air, there was this sound clip talking about time horizon, I guess, as well, right? So I think like the younger you are, you probably have the advantage of time, right? Yes. So maybe you can do a lot more things. And of course, you look at things differently as you get older and what your risk appetite is and all this sort of thing. So, you know, it's interesting. I actually personally have not gotten on a robo-advisor. So I might just try it out and see how that will help out, right?
I'll help you with that later.
Yeah, because it's just like, okay, even if I think I have something like this, you'll still end up talking to friends.
Yes, yes.
At least, right? You know, where do you put your money in it? So, you know, you may have all these things, but there's still that you will ask someone who is investing.
Yeah, I mean, you can do all your research, but then that final push will come when someone tells you that they are on it and it's worked for them, right?
Right.
All right, we're asking you on the show today, would you trust a completely humanless AI system to manage your money? Why or why not? Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, a sensitive topic about millennials spending more than they're making, spending beyond their means. Some feedback on that has already come in, but we'll get to that in just a bit. For now, here's the vaccines with I Always New. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.